To kick off each hour of the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Hi, this is Miss Androla, and this is our seventh grade class from St. Peter Claver with a prayer to share with you.
Keep the faith, keep working hard, and great things will happen. We love AM 1160 The Quest.
Thank you, kids from St. Peter Claver, which, from what I understand now, Father Eric, you...
I was pastor there from 05 to 2010.
2010, and this is so... actually, those kids would have been born the year you left.
Yeah, just about.
Right around there. Yeah. So, anyway, this is the
Thanks, Dave, for that reminder. Appreciate it.
This is the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, and we are here with Father Eric Hill from Transfiguration and Teresa Brader. And we're going to be talking about family catechesis and some ways maybe that the Quest could be a part of that as well. So, Teresa, do you want to maybe introduce yourself and let us know who you are? And
Yep, absolutely. I am Teresa Brader. I am married to my husband, John. It's been 27 years. I have three children, two adult children. Well, one is an adult and moved out on her own, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. My middle one is a senior at UGA, and my son is a senior in high school.
Excellent. Excellent. And Father Eric, who are you?
I am not married.
To Jesus.
I'm Father Eric Hill. I'm the pastor at Transfiguration for the last year plus now, and preached the Archdiocese for 22 years now.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. And I want to mention, I forgot to mention this right off the bat because this is the first time we've had this, but the first 10 callers, the first 10 people to donate or make a pledge are going to get this. It's a consecration to St. Joseph. It's a book. I have not read it yet, but The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father. So if you would like to have that, now's the time to donate. 470-508-1160 and go to thequestatlanta.com or tap the donate button on your Quest Atlanta app. So anyway, yeah, Teresa, what's going on?
Okay, well, we're pretty excited about the things that are happening around Transfiguration right now. Mm-hmm. We have kicked off our family faith model this year, and so we really are just really, really super excited to see all that the Holy Spirit is doing with our families.
What is this? What is the family faith? What did you call it? The family faith?
Family faith model.
Model. Yeah. So, but what is that?
What it is that instead of having a, I guess you could call it a drop-off model for mm-hmm. all of our children, our teens, we are asking the parents to come with their families. So whether you have a kindergartner, a middle schooler, a high schooler, the whole family comes together. We begin with a meal. So we have some really nice community building time together built in there. We... are doing a liturgical year catechesis type of model. And so we open with the word. We will speak the gospel. We will, we're trying to be creative in different ways that we really...
You got vignettes. You're acting this stuff out,
we
right?
We are. We had a bunch of our volunteers, a bunch of our parents and kids acting out the gospel last week. It was awesome. It was a wonderful way to make it real, to make the gospel real.
That's great.
And yeah.
So, and Father, so I'm a parishioner at Prince of Peace, where you were pastor for 10 years?
10 and a half years.
Yeah. And so, and I know you had started this at Prince of Peace, a similar type mm-hmm. thing. And so I'm assuming that this is kind of your, you know, you kind of brought this into Transfiguration?
Yeah, we modified it a little bit. So you spend half the time together. Yeah, say you're eating together, you spend a half time together, and then halfway through the session, the kids then go off to their age appropriate level. And the mm-hmm. parents remain to continue to chit chat and share and do some activities together so they form community amongst themselves.
I love that. I love that.
So we modified it a little bit, yeah. But the idea is that their family coming together as a unit.
That's great.
And then we feed them stuff on the weeks that they're not in session. We're feeding them things at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can then break open the word on their own. They can have a discussion. We give them discussion questions, and then we ask them to put their faith in action as well. We give them some items that they can choose from that will make their faith real to them. So it could be a service activity. It could be just doing something as a family, you know, doing a little prayer service, doing, it changes week for week, depending on what our theme is that week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really asking them to just dive in as a family and have these discussions outside of that 1 hour that we're at church.
And, you know, knowing that this hour was coming up and knowing what we were going to be talking about, I should have done my homework, but I didn't. But I did an interview with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchek at the Eucharistic Congress this past June. And you can actually find that interview on thequestatlanta.com, or if you go to the app, which is also where you can make a donation too, mm-hmm. If you want to. Go either those places, or you can call 470-508-1160, but I digress. But they have a program. It's the HOM, the home program, and it's an acronym, and that's where I should have done my homework. It stands for something that I can't remember what it is right now, but it's kind of all about this. It's all about bringing, you know, the family, things that you're doing in your family already, and bringing the Holy Spirit and bringing Christ into what you're already doing in your house. And it's a pretty cool program that they have set up.
Yeah, the goal is to integrate this into your life. So it's not just about saying, oh, it's Thursday afternoon or Thursday night, we got to do our mm-hmm. homework for class next week. It's about integrating into their life, that this, there's time that we have to either look at podcasts or listen to listen to podcasts or something online, or watch a video or read a chapter of a book and discuss it, or listen to the Quest on the way home from school as you're picking your kids up or to the school, and mm-hmm. have a discussion about what the topic may be on that time of the on the car ride. There's opportunities to make this an integral part of your life versus a class 1 hour a week on a Tuesday night or a Sunday afternoon.
Right, right. Drop them off and then pick them up. And right.
And I've never discussed anything that happened in the experience.
Right, right.
Right. And if you have teens, you know that, you know, you get in the car and you're like, great, what did you talk about?
Nothing.
Yeah.
How was it? Fine. So it's really just educating the parents and the teens at the same time. You know, we're all at different stages of our walk with Christ. Mm-hmm. So whether we're an adult or whether we're a teen or an elementary school child, we're pretty much all, we some of us, you know, just know a great bit about our Catholic faith and about mm-hmm. our faith life. And some, you know, we have so much more to learn. And I'm one of those people who certainly have a lot more to learn. And it's exciting every time I get to learn something
over here,
new.
Yeah. Thank yeah. you. I think we're all in that boat.
Absolutely.
So now when did you implement this at Transfiguration?
It started this fall semester.
Okay.
So we had been planning, when I first got there a year plus ago, I began to sit down with the team and say, look, we need to look at moving to this model. Mm-hmm. And then so planning began
a year
pretty
and
much
half ago.
A year, yeah. year plus mm-hmm. ago.
And so now you were talking about some of the differences, you know, you had implemented this at Prince of Peace and then you came to Trent and you made some changes. What caused the, why did you make those changes? Were some other parishes doing it that way? Or did you kind of think, you know, this
at Prince of Peace or here?
No, here.
So what we did, I said, this is the model that I experienced. This is what I want, the overall arching kind of vision. And they came back to me and said, this is how we think we can implement that vision.
Who's they?
Here, the Faith Formation team.
Okay, great.
We have an amazing team. We work really, really well together. We just, you know, we really appreciated Father Eric's vision in, you know, if you're working with any age group, really, it's pretty easy to see the teens whose parents are, or the kids whose parents are really engaged in their faith. Mm-hmm. So to take that and try to expand that into, you know, the majority, let's say, is a pretty exciting concept for all of us at the Faith Formation team. So we looked at the program we had and we said, all right, how can we change it, modify mm-hmm. it, tweak it to make it work
better
with the vision?
Mm-hmm. And could this possibly be a model for other parishes?
There's a bunch of parishes that are doing different family faith formation opportunities. It's just a matter of what model, how they're implementing that desire to integrate the family. Mm-hmm. So they came up with an idea, and I said, that sounds great. Let's try it and see. And I told them, I said, if this is the biggest mistake we do, we will regroup and we'll do it better next time. Mm-hmm. But this past Sunday, I had three men, fathers, they come up to me and said, we were not happy with the idea when you first prescribed this or shared the idea, the vision with us, but it is an awesome experience. We're so happy that you're doing this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. And I would think that it's not only for the kids, but I would think that the parents, I mean, you were speaking to this a little bit earlier, but it's helping the parents with their formation, with their journey.
Which should never stop, right? I mean, yeah. We should never stop growing in our understanding of our relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. And if we're doing that, and I think some people probably felt forced to do it. These three guys who share with me, like, we weren't happy with it, but we did it and we're thankful that we did. I'm hoping that keeps moving in their life, that they say, I want to learn more about my relationship rather than just coming to Mass on Sunday, which in some experiences, that's all we had was come to Mass, drop off their kid, pick up their kid on maybe not even at Mass or maybe not even coming to Mass. Mm-hmm. We had probably, would you say, Teresa, like half the kids?
I would say that is being generous.
So half the kids in our faith formation before were not even coming to Mass.
Wow.
Correct.
So I would go to class and half the kids would say, Father Eric, how you doing? The other half would say, who is that? And that's,
wow.
That's just a huge number that are being dropped off and not really having any type. And my guess is that they're not going to Mass on Sunday. They're not having any of their conversations during the week.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Wow. Let me just jump in here real quick. I just want to remind everybody that this is the Best of the Quest pledge drive, Stories of Inspiration. And we are talking with Father Eric Hill and Teresa Brader, both from Transfiguration in Marietta.
So, Dave, how many people have called in to get the free book? Do we have an update about that?
We sure do. How about that? We've got
45 people have called. No, I'm just.
We've got Jenny from Marietta. We have Patricia. In honor of Kate, which was left over from the last hour. She's from Marietta. In honor of Teresa, how about that? We've got Jeffrey from Canton.
Nice.
We've got John. We've got an anonymous. And we've got Kathy have all donated.
So we're throwing out these books like crazy.
So, yeah, I think, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. I think 4... I forget. I think there might be a book left. So if you want to get the book, Consecration to St. Joseph book, it's free. If you just call in, make a donation, make a pledge. The monthly pledges are so good. I mean, if you can't, you know, I mean, if you can't give a large amount right now, if you just work that into your budget every month for, say, the next year, if you could commit to that. And if you already are making a pledge, I just want to remind people that this inflation, which is hitting
everybody,
you know, your household, everybody's household,
for sure,
it hits the Quest too. It hits the local parishes. I mean, everything. If you're paying more for it at your house, we're paying for more for it too. Office supplies, whatever the case may be. So if you are making a monthly donation, we do appreciate that. But if you could maybe think to increase it just a little bit, we would really appreciate that. And you can do it by calling 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com, and also on the app, we've got that donate button that you can take care of it there as well. So we are talking about family catechesis and this new program that you're doing at Transfiguration. So
we, you know, one of the things that I heard one of your guests say last hour was that, you know, they're trying to show these preschoolers that their faith is every minute of every day. You know, we thank Jesus. We walk outside and it's a beautiful day. And it's like, well, thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful day. Mm-hmm. And I really think that that's one of the great benefits of this family faith, is that it becomes not just a set aside time or a 1 hour a week like we were talking about, but it is constantly to have these conversations in the car. You know, if you're having a tough day, and you say to your mom or your dad, I'm having a really tough day, maybe you pause and pray. You know, maybe you ask God for guidance
and help.
You know, absolutely. Just not that separation. You know, we have school, we have church, we have sports, we have this, but it really just encompasses your whole life.
Yeah. And I want to, because this just keeps reminding me of it, Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, who do the
HOM.
Yes, thank you very much. that's one of the their new things. But there you can hear them every day here, weekdays at 10 a.m. on the Quest, and they talk about that. But they also talk about a lot of other things that are good for parents. That you know for raising kids and all that stuff. And we've got a lot of great programming on the Quest that can help along with that with the family catechesis.
And it's just about having simple conversations. It's not about going, we have a class, we have to complete these tasks. It's about simple things. Like there's a book out that has recipes for the saints. So the saints are scattered throughout the year. They have this cookbook that you can actually do different things, whether it be baking or cooking, to say, hey, we're going to have St. Patrick. We're going to do, I don't know what the day is, but the menu is on that day. But, you know, cookies or something with green frosting that we kind of, the family can do simple things together that remind them of their faith and how that's integrated into their life.
And then they're going to learn a little something about that saint.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what day it is, you know, you know, whatever it may be that this is, and maybe this is their patron saint that they don't even know that that was on that day, but they're named after that saint, for example. So there's ways just to simply integrate it that doesn't require like going, let's sit down and have this hour-long or two-hour-long boring experience. Of, it can just be those casual conversations that can happen throughout the day.
And just working it into every day, what you're already doing.
We're doing it with some topic, right? We're having some topic of conversation with our kids, even though it may be fine, okay, right. Leave me alone. We're still having conversations, whether it be about sports or school or something. We're having conversations. We want to just make sure, we want to encourage that God is a part of those conversations, is integrated in a part of those conversations through a daily basis.
And so you say you just started this fall, which was, did it start in August or September?
August 28th was our first session.
Yeah. And so, and you said you had those three gentlemen.
That's just three this past weekend. Yeah. There's been others that have come forward, I'm sure, to you as
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That even though people were challenged by the opportunity, have said, this is pretty neat. This is not as bad as we thought it was going to be. I think it's really what the...
There's a lot of caution there, I think, from parents. Like, one more thing I have to put on my plate, and one more thing I have to do. And
but I think any change, I don't care what it is...
It's hard.
People are going to, you know, go kicking and screaming into it.
Yeah.
Because it's different. Right. I don't want to, you know, I don't even want to sit in a different pew that I usually sit in.
Correct.
You know, on Sunday.
Yeah. Christmas is difficult when you come to church and someone's sitting in my pew, my seat.
That's change. I don't want change. And
right.
And so this is interesting, and I would love to talk to you. Maybe I can get a commitment for the spring pledge drive because I'd love to hear it.
he wants to hear the results. The survey says.
So, you know, I mean.
And what we tried to do was take out as many reasons why they couldn't do it. So that's why we added the meal. So it's a simple meal. I think we had eggs and grits for morning session and yogurt and stuff. And the second session for the lunchtime and evening was,
it's like lasagna.
We had pizza and lasagna. We had pasta. And this coming session, the next session coming up is tacos. And, and then we always have a gluten-free option. And so we try
salad.
To, and it's a simple meal. It's
and this fancy. Is kind of like what we did with Alpha.
Right.
Where, although we didn't all meet in the same place, but we went to our separate rooms, but you have the meal and everything, but we're all doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's this, so same idea that the parents are hearing the same theme and conversations that their kids are, so they, when they go home, they can have those conversations can continue.
Absolutely. We are talking with Father Eric Hill and Teresa Brader from Transfiguration in Marietta, and talking about family catechesis and how to implement that into a parish, which, it's interesting to hear this conversation, and I wonder if, you know, maybe there are other pastors listening to this right now that are thinking, you know, maybe we need to do this at my parish.
It's worth the minor resistance that we heard when we first announced it. There was some resistance from people that said, we're going to go someplace else. And I said, that's fine, but we're still moving in this direction because we think it's that important.
Absolutely. So if you would like to donate or pledge, that monthly pledge would be awesome. You can call 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com. And there's also a donate button. Just tap your finger on that when you're on your phone when you go to the Quest Atlanta app. Let's take a little break here, and we'll continue talking. Oh, you know what? I should probably say, because I think we've got a few more here. Kathy Thank you very much. We've got Denise from Marietta. We have Susan from Atlanta. We've got Amy and then Tom and Linda as well from Atlanta. So thank you all very much for supporting the quest, and we will be back momentarily.
You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our fall pledge drive, where the theme is The Best of The Quest, Stories of Inspiration. After hearing these stories of inspiration, if you are moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Best of the Quest pledge drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Quest presents The Family Room, sponsored by Versprite.
Dr. Edward Sree.
I hear from so many young couples, I want to build a strong marriage, but I'm not sure how. How do we raise children in this secular age? It's a challenge in our world today. We don't know the basics of how to live life, and we don't know how to impart that to the next generation. The good news is there is a great tradition of the virtue that is the art of living.
Hear this entire conversation on The Family Room podcast at thequestatlanta.com. New episodes Wednesday mornings at 11 on AM 1160, The Quest.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning Versprite provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see versprite.com. That's V-E-R-Sprite.com. The Quest thanks Versprite for their support.
Women and families in need of pregnancy support do have options. Pregnancy Aid Clinic, a Catholic pregnancy resource center in Metro Atlanta, offers free medical services, advocacy, parenting classes, baby supplies, and more. If you need help or can help, go to pregnancyaidclinic.com.
Ladies, are you having trouble conceiving? Are you looking to regulate your cycles and balance your hormones? RHM Gynecology focuses on the root cause of your symptoms. Start feeling better and stay healthy longer. More information at rhmgyn.com.
St. Vincent de Paul, Georgia provides no-cost prescription medication, health services, medical equipment, and more to low-income, uninsured, and underinsured Georgia residents. To learn more, go to thequestatlanta.com and click on the St. Vincent de Paul, Georgia logo.
If you're a financial advisor and would like to learn how to help your clients achieve their charitable giving goals, then join the Catholic Foundation Professional Advisors Network Luncheon on Wednesday, September 28th. Go to thequestatlanta.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Kevin from St. Luke's in Dahlonega, Georgia. I'm also part of Life Team Hidden Lake in Dahlonega. You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, WCFO East Point, Atlanta, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or find us online at www.thequestatlanta.com any time of day. Embrace your journey. Join The Quest.
Let's see, I have Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Paramount Plus, Spotify, and Apple Music.
Is that all?
Oh, and HBO Max.
There's nothing wrong with having streaming service subscriptions, but is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? Consider making the cost of one of those services to be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you.
And SiriusXM, too.
Please, prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Quest presents The Truth from Youth with Rebecca.
Why do we have to go to purgatory, and what is it anyway?
Well, being in the presence of the Almighty God is called the beatific vision. No one can possibly enter the beatific vision unless they are totally pure. Not too many people can honestly say they are. And in the book of Revelation, St. John wrote that nothing unclean will enter heaven. Purgatory is a place where we go to become clean before going to heaven. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15, St. Paul wrote, "But if a man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself be saved, but only as through fire." In purgatory, a man's sinful works are burned up, and he is saved when he goes to heaven. But don't worry, the souls in purgatory are not alone. We can pray for them. In fact, they need our prayers. So let's pray for them together. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I don't know about you, but I feel like before I had kids, I was going to be the best and greatest mom in the entire world. I had these dreams and these, I was going to do crafts with my kids. I was going to be patient all the time and never yell or scream or get frustrated. And then when I had a child, it was much different. I feel like the Lord handed me a really hard baby who was colicky and crying all the time. And I realized it was just a lot harder than I was expecting. I was recovering from a C-section and I just didn't know what to do. And so I had to rely on him that much more and pray like, okay, Lord, give me the grace. I don't know what this baby needs. Help me in this moment. So if that's you right now, just know you are not alone and turn to the Lord and ask for prayers, okay? Just ask, he's there, he wants to help.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest invites you to cover the bishops and priests in the Archdiocese of Atlanta in prayer. Just volunteer to commit 1 hour of prayer per week for a year. No meetings, no paperwork, no reports, just prayer. Learn more at sevensistersapostolate.org.
You're simply the best of The Quest. Stories of Inspiration Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the Best of The Quest Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
We are back. I'm Dave Savage, the production and programming manager here at The Quest. And Father Eric in the break was just at, he said, where are we on the drive? So yesterday we did just over 40,000. And as of now, we are, where's my drum roll? I should have had one handy. But we are just over $58,000, which is good. So it was just over, 18,000. If my math is right,
yep,
something like that. Yeah. So, but our goal is 175,000. So that's what we need. These are just basic we're not out buying, Lamborghinis.
There's no pool in the backyard. Yeah,
there is not. A very modest studio that we have here. We're good stewards of what we get, of the gifts we get. And we just ask that you, if you do enjoy The Quest, if you enjoy listening to it at all, we ask that you just, I was using this analogy before, like if you stop and you see a guy playing guitar on the street corner and you stop and appreciate his music for a little bit, drop a couple bucks in the guitar case. And that's what I'm saying. Drop a couple bucks in our guitar case here at The Quest. If you've gotten anything out of the programming, 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com, and also on the app. And I think, was it 10 callers before? It was 5 callers. I think they just changed it to 10.
No, it was 10.
Oh, it was. Okay. Yeah. So we still have some of those consecration to St. Joseph book, if you would like to get one of those as well. So we are here with Father Eric Hill and Teresa Brader, both from Transfiguration here in Marietta. And if you listen to the first, or if you missed the first half hour, we're talking about this new family catechesis thing that you're doing there at Transfiguration. And so what else do we have to...
Actually, first of all, Dave, let me just challenge our Transfiguration members, parishioners, to go ahead and donate this week. We have always been absolutely impressed with how they step up and they just help out with any needs that really come across. So I'm going to go ahead and challenge our Transfig family to go ahead and donate today.
And speaking of which, we want to thank Philip for Marietta. He donated some money in honor of Father Eric and Teresa. So thank you very much. I also want to thank Richard from Tucker and Andrew from Noonan for donating. We appreciate that very much.
Wonderful. What I wanted to ask Father Eric while we're here.
You're putting me on the spot.
I am putting you on the spot. This is what I do. We had our first session on August 28th. And how did you feel that day? Like you clearly had a strong emotional response to our first session. What was that like and why did you feel that way?
So for me, it was awesome. So we're doing, everyone comes together for the meal. So you have parents at their table with their families and kids, and the kids of all ages. So the family comes as a unit. So whether you have kids that are in kindergarten through high school, they all come. You all come together. And when I was we were in the social hall, and it's just the room's full of adults with their kids having a meal, sharing together. And the room was just buzzing with noise and activity. And it, what I felt was excitement about being here, whether that excitement, I felt excitement, they might have felt nervousness. But it was just excitement for me to see these people all gathered together and talking about Christ. Because normally at Mass, it's me talking, the presider's talking, and the people are all, they might be singing, but they're seated and they're doing the more passive experience of being at Mass. Where in the social hall, it was just this buzz of activity, especially with COVID. And there's just been not that number of people in the same room together and sharing. I shared with the people that Sunday that for my vicar, who was ordained, Father Miller, was ordained during COVID, that that was probably the largest number of people he's seen in one room outside of Mass at church.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was just this awesome experience to see people coming together and wanting to share the faith. It was just, it was very moving for me to see that that excitement that was going on in the room.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I agree. It's you know, kids coming up and asking you questions and finding their parents and just all really just experiencing the same thing for that first half. I feel like it's the best of both worlds for us is our the families, you know, it's saying to the families, like, we are here to support you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the church is here to support you in your faith journey. So what can we do to help you? And bringing everybody together and sharing some faith and giving them some really good questions to ask and things to ponder, I think just really helps your, you know, your heart and it helps the Holy Spirit to open up. And then it helps the parents to really have those conversations, ask those open-ended questions that you may not have known what to ask in the past. So we're just helping you along with those conversations.
And they may not have the answers that their kids offer.
Right.
The questions that the kids offer, they may not have the answers, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
To then they can go both sit down and say, let's find out the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes, again, this integral experience of saying, hey, we can do this together as a team versus, well, let's we'll email Father Eric or we'll email Teresa at the office and we'll get the answer there. No, we can do this together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We were on the Family Room, which is a show that a local show that produced by The Quest, and it airs 11 a.m. Wednesdays. But we had an apologist on. And he was talking about it's.
Always apologizing.
But he was talking about how it's fine if you engage in a conversation. He wasn't talking about it with your kids necessarily, but anybody, and they're like, "Well, how come you do this?" And it's okay to say, "I don't know."
Right.
Hold on. Let me go check that out. And you can get back to him in 10 minutes. You can get back to him the next day or a week, whatever. But. You know, it gives you the opportunity to learn as well.
Well, that person learns and the person that you share with learns.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two people that have learned something that didn't know that before.
And one thing that the kids are so good at today, and it's same thing, whether you're a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, or a 16-year-old, is, hey, why don't you find out that for me? Why don't you Google it? You know, it might take me 10 minutes to find the answer. They've got the answer before I finish asking the question.
Right.
You know, like, they are these digital natives. They know what they're doing. So to have that conversation and different sources and what are different people saying about this is pretty cool. It's a pretty cool conversation to have.
Absolutely. This is the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest, and we are talking with Father Eric Hill and Teresa Brader of Transfiguration in Marietta, and talking about implementing a family catechesis in their parish and how that's going. And again, I want you to come back in the spring and tell us what your thoughts are at that point as well. But we do need your donations and pledges. I was talking about the Family Room just a little while ago. One of our local programs. We also have this young adult show that we're doing, Honest to God, which is a whole new thing that we're doing, because really we've only done audio here in the past, but that one, to reach that age group, you need video.
Right.
So we equipped our studio with cameras. We don't have them on right now, so that's fine.
Thank goodness.
But we equipped the studio, and so, you know, in order to reach this audience, we needed to invest in that, and all that costs money. You know, I mean, I'm sure Transfiguration, I mean, you know, just to keep up with.
Yes, very much so.
So, but I mean, honestly, just to keep up with what technology and what's going on in society. I mean, between, you know, we're competing with TikTok and we're competing with, you know, all these.
We're competing with everything.
Everything. And you need to keep up with that. And that costs money. And so that's why we're doing this pledge drive right now. And if you would like to support local programming like the Family Room or Honest to God and the Archbishop's Show, Peace and All Good, which is fantastic.
When
too.
Is that?
That is the first Thursday of every month, except for October. We skipped that one. We're going to November. But you can get the first four episodes are on demand right now at thequestatlanta.com or on the app. You can check them out there. So we've got four of those already. One more coming in November. But in order to support all that, and in fact,
that's live, right? So we can call in.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Well, and I want to say too that the Archbishop, and I'm sure any pastor is busy, but the Archbishop is very busy. I mean, I've had some interactions with him over the course of doing the show, but. The man is busy. Mm-hmm. And so we had to accommodate him. So we had to buy equipment so that we could record this over at the Chancery. He wasn't going to come into the studio here. So we went and, you know, but that costs money. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So everything we do, everything that we try to any local thing that we do to bring this to you, it costs money. So that's why we're asking for donations and pledges. If you could make a monthly pledge, that would be fantastic. Once again, that phone number is 470-508-1160. But like I'm saying, we were talking with Father Eric Hill and Teresa Brader from Transfiguration about implementing the catechesis at Transfiguration. So
yeah, I'd love to share a little feedback that we got from one of the families. No names. I don't care. Awesome family. But he just basically, you know, he put it in writing, which I think is always very powerful because it means you're passionate about something. If you're willing to put something in writing and to really share your heart, we really, really appreciate that. But basically he just said he's a family of five, busy family of five, and said, you know, he really, really enjoyed, they really enjoyed the modifications that we made to our program, that we had brought the whole family together, because it was his family going two or three different times a week and the parents always splitting up to really get that
juggling schedules and
the meal was a big issue, like when are we going to eat and moving all that around. And he did share, which I really appreciate, is that they were a little unsure of the changes to the program. They were not sure how this was going to work and why do they as parents have to come? That was, you know, probably the question. But what ultimately happened was that he said they found this new format that actually injects more calm into their lives as family, because the whole family gets to experience this together. They get to have a meal together and then they get to have those conversations together. So for those busy, busy families, like, you know, I was a mom of three kids, still am.
At three different stages.
Three different stages of life, I guess, you know, you could say, or three different grades, then it just really, it will add some calm to your life if it's the goal of the whole family to do it together. So we really appreciate that.
That's fantastic to get that feedback to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
especially after having hesitation in the listening to the idea and actually experiencing it going, okay, this is actually a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
So one thing you were talking, Father Eric, earlier about how this, so there's like you meet on whatever night, so it's different.
So
times.
We have different sessions, half of them on Sunday and the other two are during the week. So they can come, they signed up
fits into
for the schedule that worked out best as possible. Cause we were accommodating hundreds of people in one room at one time and they break out from there.
So you were saying then that so you do that at Transfiguration,
right?
And then there's some things that they like assignments or what?
So we have at home stuff that they get sent every week. So there's still at home stuff that they can work on during the week that they have on site formation and on-site gathering at the church. Mm-hmm. We also then the weeks that they're, so they alternate. So when they're not at this parish on the weekends or in their sessions, then they have stuff that we give them at home. Mm-hmm. And then we back up with resources and other material that we would, that they can resource and look at for their, those sessions. And we have a theme every week that hopefully is integrated with, hopefully at times, I'm not very good at it as always, but the homilies and the readings at Mass, mm-hmm. The theme is, integrated with the themes that are being talked about and being sent home with them during the week.
Mm-hmm. Now, so it's every other week that you meet at Transfiguration, and
it's about every other week, just depending on holidays and school breaks.
Right, right, right.
But typically it's about every other week.
Now, I'm just guessing because I know me and I know my wife. And we came to the church. We did our thing there. And then the week that we're supposed to do something at home and we're going to go to the following week, and I'm going to be like, oh boy, I forgot to do that. That's going to happen, right?
We hope not.
Right? Well, I'm just saying, I know me, and I know if I was in this program, every now and then, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And you know what you hope and the goal of the program is when those parents come together and they're all sitting at a table together and they've now formed their own little community and they will have time to share what they did at home. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's also that, that positive peer pressure, like, hey, this is how we did our at-home sessions, and this is how we implemented our action items.
Right.
And it's sort of that accountability, having them keep themselves accountable during their small groups.
And a greater goal for me would be that those groups that maybe that form, maybe their neighborhood or just friends that are in the parish, or maybe it's new friendships that are formed by this effort, that they actually are maybe sit down during, maybe they get together as families, mm-hmm. three or four or five families, they get together during that weekly session, the sessions that are not at church, mm-hmm. that they can then begin to have, say, accountability, right?
Sure.
Accountability partners that kind of help them to accomplish what is desired, which is to grow closer to Christ. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the goal. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can do that as a group in the church or outside is in their neighborhood or in their friendships.
And so what kind of things are they doing at home? I mean, is it something that you could do?
It's coloring books.
But I mean, so the family sits down for dinner.
Absolutely.
And so is it something we could do while we're eating dinner?
Yeah, absolutely. Saying an opening prayer, or let's read the gospel for that week. And mm-hmm. let's have our meal, and let's have the discussion questions just thrown out. So we're giving them all of those materials to just take a look
at. Suggestions, ideas, resources.
Yeah, it's very simple. It's just a front and a back page that they can take home. And it would be ideal or wonderful to sit down as a family and have that meal and sort of model what we're doing at church.
Yeah.
Have the meal together, have those conversations, and then just dive in a little bit deeper. And it's going to be a process, right? It's going to start off maybe with baby steps. And mm-hmm. then the goal is that it just becomes part of life. It just becomes part of your family life.
Right.
Is that
where the conversations are happening in the car at
right.
home.
Right. The conversations are happening all the time.
Yeah. On vacation, when they have more time to really dive into something. They can have those conversations that are perhaps more difficult to have in a more rushed society.
And I'm also always telling my families, like for me, I fell in love with Jesus. And when I fell in love with Jesus, I wanted to know more about my Catholic faith. And then I fell in love with my Catholic faith. And I do that over and over and over again. And I think it's helping or encouraging families to really, really fall in love with Jesus so that their heart is just full and they just want to talk about it all the time and how that works in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're talking with Father Eric Hill and Teresa Brader from Transfiguration in Marietta, talking about their implementation of the family catechesis program that they're doing at Transfiguration. We want to thank Michelle from Kennesaw. This is in honor of Father Eric, Father Miller, Teresa, Joyce, Sheila, etc. You know all these people, Sheila,
yes.
Joyce,
mm-hmm. yep.
Larry, Daryl, Daryl.
Yeah, Larry, Daryl, Daryl, of course. So thank you very much, Michelle, for supporting the quest. We really do appreciate that. You can get in on this as well at 470-508-1160. Go to thequestatlanta.com or on the app. We've got the donate button on the app as well. And I want to mention this one more time because you know, we talked about this a few times today, but I don't think it'd be talked about too many times, is that with inflation and everything costs more now, it's costing more for the Quest too. So if you are a monthly donor, we thank you. We, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for that. But maybe if you could prayerfully think, you know, I could increase that by 10% or 15%, whatever it is. It really is needed, because our expenses have risen, and we do need more donors. So if you could think about that, we would appreciate that. We're just about ready to wrap this up. We're going to get back into The Doctor Is In with Ray Gurundi. That'll be coming up here at 1 o'clock. But until then, what else do we have going on? What anything else you wanted to mention?
I guess for me, I just wanted to encourage parents and encourage, you know, I work with teens, so everybody in middle school and high school is called a teen in my world. is just to enjoy the process and enjoy their faith and just have it as a time to, I guess, just become closer as a family. I mm-hmm. think that, and be proud of these teens. I am in awe of what they share. I am in awe of the faith that they have. It is, it's absolutely beautiful to watch these teens just helping each other and helping me. I learn something from them every day.
But they're also greatly struggling too. I hear their confessions.
Yes,
they are. And they are really, these kids, whether middle school, even younger, mm-hmm. are really struggling with just day-to-day life and school and the pressures and all kinds of things. And we have to give them the foundation. They have nothing to grab onto. They're going to grab onto something.
Right.
If they're not going to grab onto Christ, they're going to grab onto something that they think will ground them. And that's why it's so important. That's why we have After the Plunge. So when a family gets baptized, a baby gets baptized, we assign them a team,
a mentor
yeah. that journeys with them through as the child grows up. So we just want to make this a part of who they are versus mm-hmm. something they do on Sunday, because kids are getting consumed. They're consuming some stuff.
Right.
I want them to consume Christ
mm-hmm.
and not just in the Eucharist on Sunday, but it's part of who they are.
Daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, cool. Well, again, like I said, I want to hear more about this in the spring. We're going to have another pledge drive, I think, in March. We haven't set the dates
I'm
yet.
I'm going to send Father Miller.
But you know what, Father Eric? You may want to be the one that comes in here and says, you know what? This is going fantastic, and I want to shout this from the rooftops.
Well, the first month has gone by very well.
It has. Mm-hmm.
Very well.
It's very encouraging.
And it sounds like it. I can't imagine that this is not going to turn out well.
Yeah.
I mean, it really seems... From what you've had to say so far,
it's Holy Spirit driven,
absolutely.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And once again, I'll get in a plug for Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. They have a show every day here at weekdays at 10 o'clock, and they've got the Home HOM thing. And if you want to know more about that, I talked to them at the Eucharist at Congress, and you can hear that conversation on the app. The Quest Atlanta app, or go to the questatlanta.com and you can check it out there as well. So any last thoughts here? While we wrap this up?
Keep in prayer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Amen.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.